With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A man convicted of vandalizing a Kalispell clinic that offered abortions is disputing the $642,000 in restitution he was ordered to pay. The Daily Interlake reports 26-year-old Zachary Klunt filed an appeal with the Montana Supreme Court in September. Appellate defender Chad Wright argued that physician Susan Cahill's restitution claim was excessive, and some of her financial losses were due to her own inaction. Klunt's restitution included 3 years of lost wages and the loss of the value of the business. Klunt had proposed paying 6 months of lost wages, during which time Cahill could have sought other employment and decided what to do with her business. Klunt severely damaged all families' health care in Kalispell in March of 2014. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison in 2015. Missoula County officials have released the names of three Missoula residents who were killed in a head-on collision near the airport Saturday afternoon. Sheriff and Coroner T.J. McDermott says 65-year-old Andrew DePoit and 67-year-old Suzanne DePoit died when their car was struck head-on by an SUV driven by 34-year-old Ryan Smith. The Montana Highway Patrol is investigating the crash in which Smith's SUV crossed all lanes of traffic and struck the DePoit's car. The patrol says alcohol and excessive speed are considered factors in the crash. Two men accused of robbing a Missoula convenience store, carjacking a family from Washington State, and shooting at police during a pursuit are expected to plead guilty next week. The Missoulian reports that Thomas Earl Dempsey and Nick West have both signed agreements with federal prosecutors saying they will plead guilty. Montanans can weigh in this week on how to best save the endangered Northwest salmon. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Bureau of Reclamation, and Bonneville Power Administration are revising plans to protect the species. While no plan is finalized yet, one potential alternative could include breaching four dams on the Lower Snake River. It's a radical possibility that a judge raised earlier this year after rejecting the latest federal plan to protect the salmon. Todd True is lead attorney for the environmental group Earth Justice, one of the plaintiffs challenging the government's initial proposed plan.
Certainly, you have dams in Montana that are part of this system, and you want to be sure that they are managed well. And so I think it's your backyard and it's your front yard, and people in Montana that care about salmon need to make their voices heard.
Critics say these dams are killing endangered salmon that are already feeling the effects of a warming climate. Those opposing any plan to tear down the dams say they're needed for irrigation, power generation, and barge traffic. Courts have repeatedly rejected government-issued dam management plans. Tribal and environmental groups argue those plans have ignored scientific and legal mandates of the Endangered Species Act. Three listening sessions are scheduled for Montana this week. The first is Tuesday at Kalispell's Red Lion Hotel. Wednesday's meeting will be held at City Hall in Libby, and Thursday's session is in Missoula at the Hilton Garden Inn. All sessions run from 4 to 7 p.m. Public comment will be accepted through January 17th. A Yellowstone County judge has granted a woman's request for a temporary restraining order against Barry Beach after she reported he had begun stalking her. The Billings Gazette reports Justice of the Peace Pedro Hernandez granted the order Friday and scheduled a November 14th hearing on a permanent order. The woman said she briefly dated Beach about 4 years ago when he was temporarily released from prison after a judge granted him a new trial in the 1979 murder of Kimberly Knees of Poplar. Since his clemency and release from prison a year ago, the woman said Beach has wanted to resume their relationship and gets angry when she refuses. She said he began showing up at her apartment and contacting her boyfriend via social media. The organization aiming to bring more refugees to Missoula is holding a public forum on the global refugee crisis tomorrow night. Nikki Willett has the details.
Refugee resettlement in Missoula is Soft Landing's second lecture in a series of talks. Mary Poole, Soft Landing's co-founder, and others will talk about the global refugee crisis, the resettlement process, and what that looks like in Missoula. Also speaking will be Molly Short Carr, Executive Director of the International Rescue Committee Missoula, and Wilmot Collins, a professor at Helena College who fled Liberia's civil war. The talk will be followed by a question and answer session. The forum is Tuesday, November 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m. in Urey Lecture Hall on the University of Montana campus. It is free and open to the public. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
Five daily newspapers in Montana are endorsing incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock for a second term as governor. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The latest endorsement came from the Missoulian's editorial board in a Sunday column titled Rehire Governor Bullock. Lee Banville, a journalism professor at the University of Montana, who's writing a book on how the media covers politics, says these endorsements are valuable and that each editorial board took the time to sit down with the gubernatorial candidates and talk about the issues, something most Montanans aren't able to do. But Banville says there's already so much information voters consume about the gubernatorial race that these endorsements aren't likely to change a voter's mind.
Yeah, when you have fewer pieces of information, an endorsement plays a bigger role. A race like governor or Congress or Senate or gosh knows president, it's going to have a less sort of powerful influence on most voters.
Republican Greg Gianforte is challenging Bullock. Gianforte has not been endorsed by any papers in Montana. The Bullock campaign says that's a news story. But Gianforte held a press conference over the weekend to again hammer Bullock for not preserving office emails from his time as Attorney General from 2009 to 2013. Gianforte calls that, quote, even worse than Hillary, trying to tie Bullock to the email controversies dogging the Democratic nominee for president. Bullock's administration says it properly handled public records. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The University of Montana plans to use $1.8 million from its 2017 general fund on enrollment, recruiting, marketing, and communications efforts. The Missoulian reports that UM Vice President of Finance Mike Reed says the school's revenue projections are on track for its roughly $149 million general fund budget, but that the university will continue to reprioritize regardless of its financial situation. Reed says UM won't cut any existing positions to find the $1.8 million, but might not hire to fill the positions of faculty or staff who leave. UM President Royce Engstrom announced last fall that he would cut faculty and staff to save an estimated $12 million. UM has lost about 26% of its enrollment over the last 6 years, causing a budget crunch. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.